You are listening to the audio production of Famous at Home, 7 decisions to put your family center stage in a world competing for your time, attention, and identity by Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the authors.
To Landon, Kennedy, and Micah, wherever God leads you, trust Him. Whomever you serve, may it be from His love. Whatever you do, may it be for His kingdom. You are, and always will be, famous at home. Foreword by Gary Chapman, PhD, author of The 5 Love Languages. Most Christian couples agree that family should be a priority in their lives. However, many lack a clear picture of what that looks like. Some think it means attending their kids' activities, such as recitals and athletic events. Others focus on giving their children experiences that create memories, such as elaborate birthday celebrations, exciting vacations, or adventurous world travel. Still, other couples want to make sure their children have the best possible education, and they're often willing to sacrifice in order to provide it. In some families, the marriage relationship is parked on a side street while the couple focuses on the well-being of the children. Other couples realize that keeping their marriage alive and vibrant is one of the best things they can do for their children. So they plan regular date nights, speak each other's love language, and do their best to process conflict in a healthy manner. We all have our own ideas about what is most important in nurturing a healthy family, and we judge our success based on how well we do those things. We congratulate ourselves by saying, "I have only missed one of my son's ball games in the past 2 years." While this is commendable, all of us would probably agree that there is more to being a good parent than attending our children's events. One of the saddest things I've ever heard was the lament of an adult son after the burial of his father. "I never knew my father," he said. "He worked out of town Monday through Friday, played golf on Saturday, and watched football on Sunday. He provided for us financially, but I never knew him. I walked away with tears in my eyes. My guess is that the father saw his role as financial provider and may have even congratulated himself for a job well done. As Christians, our first allegiance is to God. Knowing Him and serving Him is our first priority. When we have this attitude, we pray, 'Lord, show me how to invest my life in serving You by serving others. Where do I begin?' I believe God's answer is, begin with the people closest to you. If you are married, the person closest to you is your spouse, and if you have children, this includes them as well. Couples who love each other as Christ loves us begin by serving.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?